All the good things that happen when you reduce pollution. We're visiting today with Corbett Granger, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Corbett, what are some of the health effects of pollution on people?
Yeah, so air pollution has huge impacts on the general population. Some of these are kind of obvious, like asthma or bronchitis, but some of the other benefits of a pollution reduction are things that we might not think of, like days missed at work or days missed at school or missed visits to the hospital because you're not having an asthma attack. So there are pretty big health benefits associated with pollution reductions, and these are things that that economists spend a lot of time talking about.
And Corbett, there's been some changes.
Recently, the EPA proposed some new guidelines to cut carbon pollution. And carbon pollution is associated with other types of pollutants as well, because when you burn coal, you don't just get carbon dioxide emissions. You get direct emissions of particulates. You get sulfates and other things that have direct health impacts on people.
Can you perhaps describe briefly the difference between the carbon emission and the particulate emission?
So the carbon emission just comes from burning any fossil fuel. But if you're burning something dirty, especially coal, you could think of soot or direct particles just coming out of the smokestack, getting blown around in the atmosphere and eventually coming down and causing exposure and health problems in people.
Corbett, can you perhaps tell us what your research is telling us about pollution?
So some of the work that I'm doing on pollution looks at distributional impacts of pollution regulation, so trying to think of which types of income groups or which demographic groups are most likely impacted by the regulation themselves. And so some work that I'm doing related to these new regulations is looking at how different stakeholders would be impacted by different approaches to regulation. So you could think of how rural communities might be impacted versus urban communities, or how the rich households might be impacted compared to poorer households.
How is rural Wisconsin affected differently than urban Wisconsin?
It's a complicated story. It's something that we're working on. But generally, if you think of where the coal-fired power plants are, and if you think of a reduction in those emissions and where the clean energy would be coming from, usually that works out to be a win for rural populations.
Corbett, how are these pollution abatement regulations likely to affect the cost of power and electricity?
Most economists that have looked at this have actually estimated almost zero impact at the end of the day, because you could think of this as kind of averaging over all consumers, and so the average impact on consumers is likely to be quite small. This is meant to provide a new incentive for moving from carbon to new, less carbon-intensive fuel sources. As these shifts are kind of gradual and as these regulations are rolled out, economists that have looked at this have estimated almost no impact on electricity prices, which is a first-order concern for most consumers.
We've been visiting with Corbett Granger, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.